Welcome everybody to the Birds and the Berg Football Podcast first trivia show. We're gonna do a trivia show. We got nothing else to talk about really, so we're gonna try to have a little fun today, but we'll probably just prove that me and Jay absolutely know nothing about the two teams that we say we're super fans of. So with that said, joining me as always, my man Jay. What's going on, brother?
Yeah, this is going to be embarrassing on both sides. So.
I know nothing about the Eagles before 2001. So,
yeah, I'm really just starting to learn this year because of this show. So
we'll see. People are going to stop listening to us because they're going to be like, these assholes don't know anything about their teams.
Yeah.
No, but we're just going to try to have a little fun. I know we teased talking draft stuff, but since me and Jay are both essential, we have not had as much time to research all the draft prospects and put in the work that we would like to put a good show on with that stuff. So we're going to just kind of have fun today, and we'll have a special draft podcast coming up in a few weeks here.
Yeah, we have that's going to be a fun one.
A little bit more time to prepare. Before we get started, I want to give a big thank you to Jay. He is, like I said, he is essential. He is on the front lines fighting this coronavirus epidemic. He's not a doctor or a nurse, so he's really not that essential, but he's still out there working directly with some of these, maybe not patients, but the nurses and stuff that are working directly with these patients. So, Jay, hopefully you get the virus and die, and I won't have to do this show anymore. No, I'm kidding.
Every time I get a runny nose, I think it's over, bro.
I'm joking. I hope nobody else dies. Obviously, it's a serious situation. Yeah. But thank you, Jay.
Thank you, buddy. And you're essential, too, because in a couple weeks, I need my check.
Yeah. So. People got to deliver them checks, right? All right. So, and before we get into our trivia show, I just want to go over kind of the end of free agency here. Things have calmed down completely the past few days. The Eagles and the Steelers have not made any moves this past week pertaining to free agency, but there are still a few big names left out there. I'm going to run down this list here of a few of the guys, and me and Jay are going to kind of give a guess on where we think they end up by next year. Jay, you ready?
Yep.
Excuse me. All right. Obviously, the biggest name on that list, Jadeveon Clowney. Reports out there that he was asking for 20-something million. And then he's now asking for somewhere in the 16, 17 million range. He has way overvalued himself because he's really not that good, but he's a big name. He made one big play in college that everybody fell in love with. Jadeveon Clowney, Jay, where do you think he ends up?
I still think it's back to Seattle. I think the price will drop down a little bit more. Russell Wilson's pushing hard to bring him back. So I think he ends up back in Seattle.
Okay. I think he will end up as a New York Jet on a one-year deal. Kind of another prove-it deal for Clowney there in New York. I think somebody will make a big stupid offer for him, but on a one-year deal basis. Another person, don't be surprised either, Cleveland. I saw reports that Cleveland was in talks with him as well. So
didn't learn from last year.
Next, for real. Next two guys on this list, a couple quarterbacks, big-name quarterbacks, former number one overall picks. You got Cam Newton and Jameis Winston. Where do you see these ones going, Jay?
Oh, man. These are a little tough because there's not many open spots right now. Look, Cam's not going to go anywhere where he's not the starter. I think Winston, he might go somewhere to compete. Cam, man, I have a weird feeling about New England.
Really?
Yeah. I just think Belichick might just say, you know what? Let me show what I can do with a quarterback. Okay. And he might bring him in just to give him a shot. Maybe it's a one-year deal where they try to draft the guy to be their future, but I think Cam might end up in New England.
All right. I say Cam ends up in L.A. with the Chargers. I know there's all this talk that they're rolling with Tyrod, unless, you know, they plan on drafting a quarterback at 6, I think their pick is. If not, I think they need to put fans in the stands in that new stadium, billion-dollar stadium. Cam just seems like he fits in, like L.A., that culture. He likes to dress all fancy in Hollywood, like an old lady every once in a while. So I think he goes to L.A. And then Jameis, you didn't say anything on Jameis. I'm going to say Jacksonville, though.
Okay. That's a good one. I was thinking Jacksonville, too, but I also think the Chargers. The Chargers might take a shot at him, too, and let him and Tyrod compete for the starter.
Okay. Sounds good. Another guy on here, Marcus Golden. He had 10 sacks last year with the Giants. He's 29 years old. I don't know. I could see him going back to New York, maybe. I don't know much about Marcus Golden. Was he an old Steeler?
Golden? No, that was we had a defensive back named Robert Golden.
Yeah, I don't know much about.
I don't know much about him either, man.
So he'll go somewhere that needs a pass rusher at some point.
Usually, when he gets late into the year like this, it's usually signed back.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and then Jason Peters will go with the old Eagle, 38 years old, has not got much interest. I still see him going to a team like Cleveland, who needs a left tackle if they strike out in the draft.
That's the first team that popped in my head was Cleveland.
Yeah, not too many names out there still. I mean, you're looking at Logan Ryan, Eric Reed, Everson Griffin. It's pretty slim pickings out there for a lot of these guys. So, but obviously the big three names up top, I'm interested to see where they go and how that works out. So, other than that, not much news going around the NFL. I know there was talk with Trump, who spoke with all the commissioners of the league, and he said he believes the NFL will start on time and they will be allowed to have fans in the stands come September.
Okay.
So we'll see. I can tell you one thing. If the NFL season is canceled, I'll let you guys know where you can send flowers for my funeral after I hang myself, because I don't think I can live without a season
of the
NFL.
It's getting pretty crazy now that it's extending this far.
Yeah.
But scary. You also had a couple things came out yesterday where the NHL commissioners are trying to find ways that they could start the season back up without fans.
Yeah.
NBA was looking into it too. So you never know.
I think that's what you'll see here eventually. Maybe the middle of May, end of May ish.
Yeah.
The NBA can then kind of run their playoffs through the summer and get us hopefully to a full football season.
Yeah.
So, all right. Jay, you ready?
I guess.
It's trivia time.
It's going to be bad.
Yeah, we'll see here. Do you want to go first or you want to ask me questions first?
I'll ask you first.
Yeah, ask me, bitch. I'm ready. Let's go.
Oh, language there, sir. Okay, so the first one's going to be a multiple choice question for you.
Multiple choice.
Yes. So,
all right.
The Eagles have two NFL championship winning quarterbacks. Does that count Carson Wentz? That's a Super Bowl.
Okay.
Carson Wentz has what in common with those two NFL champion quarterbacks?
Can I guess without you even giving a multiple choice?
Okay.
They wore the same number 11.
There you go. All right.
I know one was who? Norm Van Brocklin, right?
This page does not have the quarterbacks listed.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I think so. So, yes, number 11.
Yeah. Woo! The multiple choice, this one's pretty, it had red hair, North Dakota State, wore number 11, puked on the field.
Puked on the field, all right.
I don't know if he threw up on the field.
He's not Donovan McNabb, no.
Yeah, for real.
Are we keeping tally on who?
Yeah.
All right.
We are good. Are you Ready?
I'm ready to go. Yeah, bro. You fire them off. I'll be ready to go.
Whenever. Oh, okay. I thought we were going back and forth.
No. You do 10. I'll do 10, and we'll switch 10 okay. and 10.
All right,
we'll
hold on.
20 total questions.
I am writing down points, too, so.
Work with us here, people. We're doing this as we go.
Yeah, like every show, I'm running everything, and Fred's just sitting there, so just give me a minute.
All right.
The last time the Eagles were in the NFL championship, the NFL championship games were played at A, Franklin Field.
Okay.
B, Veterans Stadium.
Okay.
C, Astrodome.
Okay.
D, the Coliseum.
It's Franklin Field.
I have to scroll to the bottom to check the answer and scroll all the way back up. Yes, Franklin Field.
Franklin Field. That's where the Eagles play. That's where the University of Pennsylvania still plays.
All right. Look at you, champ.
You know that you're not going to win against me, right?
No. This is going to be a massacre, just so everybody knows.
I'm like Rain Man.
Really bad. Okay. We got to... All right, so Arkansas Fred Barnett was drafted in the 1990s, in 1990 by the Eagles and played for them through the 95 season. What number did he wear?
Is this a multiple choice or not?
Nope.
Fred Barnett. Dude, I don't even know who that is. Can you give me a position?
Wide receiver.
Wide receiver.
I'll tell you this. He was Randall Cunningham's favorite target during their playing days.
Wow, man. I'm going to go number 84.
Ooh, 86.
Oh,
I didn't play. Oh, I had it low. I'm sorry.
Yeah, turn Hold that on. Shit up.
Yep.
God damn it. All right. Good one. All right.
Here's one that you should know.
All right, so this what is was question the fir- number four?
This is four. All four, right. Yep. What was the first Super Bowl appearance for the Eagles?
What was the first Super Bowl
Super Bowl. Super Bowl.
The actual Super Bowl.
Yep.
I know it was like 1980 against the Raiders.
There you go. I'll give you that. Because I'm looking at the number right now, and I can't tell you what number that is.
I'm going to say Roman numerals. Super Bowl 21.
It's XV.
XV 25 or 15. That's 15, isn't it?
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, look at you.
Yeah, I knew that one, but I didn't know the actual Super Bowl, so still.
No, you knew the year. Well. I'll give you that, yeah. Let's see. What number did the Eagles quarterback known as the Polish Rifle wear?
The Polish Rifle. Does it give his actual name?
Yeah.
What's his name?
That's.
Or would that give it away?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Number 7, Ron Jaworski.
There you go. See, I didn't even want to.
Yeah.
I didn't even want to say that much.
I didn't know that. I didn't know
either.
His nickname. Yeah.
Like, I don't know him by anything else besides that. So. All right,
so that was question 6. I'm 5. I'm 5 for 6 here. Let's go. What do I win, bro?
Nice handshake.
All right. Well, we're not allowed to do that.
I thought you got 4 so far.
Four
out of five.
That was the 5th question?
Yeah, it was 5.
Okay, yeah. 4 out of 5.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, you're gonna know. No, I had one there, but you're gonna know that one. This Eagle had 21 sacks in one season.
Yeah. Eagle. Okay.
A. Clyde Simmons.
Okay.
B. Mike Mamula.
Mamula.
Mamula. Whatever. C. Mike Golick. Or D,
okay.
Reggie White.
I got it. I mean, I've got to go with Reggie White, right?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. I was gonna say because I'm I'm pretty sure none of those other guys would. The only one would be Simmons, but I'm pretty sure he was a linebacker. So, yeah, Reggie White, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. Let's go back to the other ones. Non-multiple choice. I'm running out of questions for that. Man. Some of these are really easy because of how smart you are. Yeah.
Thank you.
The Philadelphia Eagles franchise began their NFL membership with what team name?
Whew. Yellow Jackets.
That's your final answer?
Yes. What was it?
Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh. You tricked me then because I could have sworn.
There's, let me see if I can find that question and we'll go into that one. Man, I had it. They were known by something prior to 1933.
Really?
Yeah. So I'll have to look back and find that one. Oh, here we go. Before the Philadelphia Eagles became an NFL franchise in 1933, the franchise was known as Canton Bulldogs, Hartford Yard Goats, Frankfurt Yellow Jackets, Miami Sharks, or the Nesquehoning Coal Crackers.
Okay, I'm gonna say the Frankfurt Yellow Jackets or whatever.
There you go.
Yeah, see, hey, I actually knew that. That's what I thought you were asking me the previous question.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So you've had 6 out of. What is that, 9 there?
9?
Or was that 8?
8. I only 6 missed
out
2.
Of 8. Yeah.
Okay. Right, so we got 9, and then we got a special question for the 10th one.
Yes. Yes. All right. Okay. I had one, but I had to scroll back. In 2000, the Eagles selected this defensive end who left training camp before the first preseason game to pursue a musical career.
In the year 2000?
Yep, 2000. The Eagles selected a defensive end. I could give you one hint on this if you want.
Yeah, give me one hint.
He was from Utah.
He was from Utah. A defensive end. And it wasn't like a first-round pick.
It doesn't tell me when, but I don't think so.
No, because in 2000... I think they took Corey Simon. Dude, I have no idea.
All right. John Frank.
John Frank, dude, I had no idea.
Frank, a 25-year-old draft pick from Utah, later tried to rejoin the NFL by going to several training camps but never made a team.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay. That sucks for him. I guess he should. He wanted to be a singer?
Yeah, he left for a musical career.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. That's a little tough. We'll save that one for later.
This is the 10th one, right?
This is your 10th one.
All right. Well, we're already at like 25 minutes, so we might only do 10 and 10. So make this a good one.
Okay. What reason did okay. You want a tough or?
Yeah.
You want a little tougher? Okay.
Bonus question here.
A bonus question?
Well, no, I'm just saying this is
The worst. Right, so, do you want another Eagles one, or you want to go to the other ones?
Go to the other ones. We're good.
Okay. All right. So that was an Eagle one. Okay. The Pittsburgh Steelers joined the NFL as the Pittsburgh Pirates in 1933.
Okay.
As a result, the Steelers are one of the oldest surviving franchises. Which of the four franchises is not older than the Pittsburgh Steelers? Arizona Cardinals, Washington Redskins, Detroit Lions, Philadelphia Eagles.
It's the Philadelphia Eagles because they were on the same year. And I also looked at this same trivia. God
damn it.
For your questions.
That's not right. Damn it. I got to give it to you.
You didn't look at all those questions on that page, did you?
No. No. Okay. That's the first one on that page.
Yes.
So you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
7 out of 10.
7 out of 10.
All right.
Oof.
All right. You
now
ready?
I'll be fair, and I am closing that page because I didn't know that's where you got your questions from too. And this is going to be bad.
Okay. All right. First question, multiple choice. Which of these Steeler players was a member of all four Super Bowl teams of the 1970s?
Oh, Jesus.
Glenn Edwards, Andy Russell, John Banaszek, or Lauren Towes?
I think it was Gary Russell.
Andy Russell?
All right, yeah, Andy Russell, sorry. Really?
It was Lauren Towes. An eighth round draft choice from Cal in 1973, played 11 seasons with the Steelers. He started in Super Bowl 13, 14, and subbed for Russell in 9. Not well known to this day among Steelers fans, he actually played in the final 57 consecutive games of his career. Wow. Huh. There we go.
Yeah, wow.
That was a tough one.
Okay. Yeah, that's a really tough one.
Lot of these questions are a little older. All right.
Yeah, that's fun.
In Super Bowl 14, who did the Steelers defeat for their fourth championship victory?
Oh, wow. Okay, so...
Do you want multiple choice? I can give you multiple choice.
Well, I know there's three possible answers here. Because they played the Cowboys twice.
Okay.
In there. I'm going to go Rams.
Yay!
Oh, yeah. All right. Okay.
All right.
Feel a little bit more comfortable now. I got one.
Yes.
Woo!
All right. In what year did the Pittsburgh Steelers win their first Super Bowl?
That was 72. 72, 73. That's what, yeah, right?
75. 1975.
Oh, it's 74,
Jay.
75. Jesus.
Ugh.
Yeah, I'm bad at this.
All right, I'll give you a beach ball toss up here. After the 2006 season, which Steeler head coach stepped down after 15 seasons?
Oh shit! Bill Cowher.
I'm gonna kick you in your nuts next time I see you.
I really blanked there for a second.
Yeah, so nervous. You're 2 for 4 here.
Yeah, I got real nervous.
All right. A lot of the... All right.
I was having trouble, too.
All right. This is a quote from this player to Myron Cope. This is the worst case of turf head I have ever had. Who said this?
Oh, Jesus.
Terry Bradshaw, Franco Harris, Lynn Swann, James Harrison.
Well, it wasn't Harrison, because by the time Harrison came around, I think Cope was dead.
I just made that multiple choice up.
Oh. I knew it had to be somebody from the 70s, definitely. Man, that sounds like something Terry Bradshaw would say.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, I'll take that. That just sounds like something Bradshaw would say.
Yeah.
It's 3 out of 5-ish.
Oof. Yes. All right. Which out of these four players in 1987 broke the record for the most receiving yards in a career for the Steelers? Lynn Swann, Yancey Thigpen, Lewis Lips, or John Stallworth?
Lips. No.
Bro, it's John Stallworth.
In 87?
Stallworth had a total of 8,723 yards from 1974 to 1987.
Wow. I thought Lewis. Okay. Wow. I think he was still there in 87.
Yeah.
Jesus. This is bad. Yeah.
That's a tough. So you're what? You're 3 out of 6 here.
Yeah. You won already.
Yes. Let me see here.
Yeah. No.
Okay. In Super Bowl 43, Steelers linebacker and Kent State alumni, number 92, James Harrison, returned an interception 100 yards for a touchdown to close the first half. Decades earlier, another Steelers Kent State alumni linebacker earned awards as NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year and later NFL Defensive Player of the Year. Do you know who that was? And I can give you a hint. If not,
Jack, it's Jack Lambert.
Okay, good job.
Yeah, because he played. I know he played at Kent State.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. Woo, that feels good to get one.
Yeah, so you're 4 for 7.
God.
All right. Here's another toss up. This player wore number 32 and was named a Super Bowl MVP.
Franco.
There you go. Ding, 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 ding.
I really don't appreciate you giving me the goddamn special ed questions right now.
Well, I feel bad for you. I don't want you to
I'm just feel dumb. That stupid. There's nothing I can do. I'm dumb.
In the Steelers' first Super Bowl appearance, who did they defeat?
It was Dallas. No. God damn it.
Super Bowl IX saw Pittsburgh defeat the Vikings 16-9.
Oh, as soon as I said it.
All right. So, what? You're.
Go back to the special one.
All right. This is the 10th question.
Yeah.
All right.
Oof.
Due to player shortages caused by the Second World War, the Steelers were forced to merge with the Philadelphia Eagles.
I can't even answer this one.
And the Chicago Cardinals in the 1943 and 1944 seasons, respectively. Yeah. How many combined wins? What was the team name, and how many combined wins did the merged teams have?
Oh, see, that's a little tougher. Okay. It was the Steagles.
Okay.
Do
you want me to give you multiple choice? They only played 10 games back then.
Yeah. Yeah, give me a multiple choice on that.
All right. 7, 5, 2, 9.
Man, I'm going to go in the middle. I'll say 5.
Ding, 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 ding,
yeah.
Ding, ding.
Yeah.
The merger with the Eagles went fairly well, with the team compiling a 5-4-1 record and finishing just one game shy of the joint division winning Washington Redskins and New York Giants. The merger with the Cardinals was a disaster, with the team losing all 10 of its regular. Oh, so it was 2 different years they did it.
Okay.
So 1 year they merged with the Eagles, one year they merged with the Cardinals.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that. Hey, you learned something new on this trip.
I thought I learned something new when you said they combined 3 teams, because I thought it was always Eagles, Steelers. Yeah. But, okay.
All right.
That was awful. I apologize to everyone.
You're retarded, man. We're going to wrap it up there. That actually went longer than I thought.
Nervous.
So,
yeah.
Jay, you owe me $100. That was the bet we had on this.
I don't remember that, but okay. Okay, pal.
No, we'll, you'll owe me dinner when next time I see you. How about that?
Yeah. I mean, that's not going to happen. Cool. Yeah. Next time I see you.
So what, 2 years from now?
Yeah.
Sometime after this virus and, when I decide driving 12 hours to Connecticut.
Yeah. Yeah, that works.
No, I know it wasn't the most polished episode for everybody, but I hope they enjoyed it. In all honesty, we're kind of just running out of shit to talk about with this with this virus going on. But like I said, we got something big planned for the draft coming up in a couple weeks. We hope everybody will enjoy that. I'm not going to say anything about it. It's just going to be fun.
Yeah, we have a fun one planned for right before the draft. So
yeah. So, but we'll be back next week as always. We'll try to think of something else to do. Something fun, hopefully keep you guys engaged, keep everybody listening during these tough times. If you're stuck at home, if you're working, check us out. Hopefully we can help you get through one of your quarantine days.
Yeah.
Jay, anything else for the fans?
Nope. You know all the sites to get us, Twitter, Facebook, all the podcasting sites. Just check us out.
Absolutely. Check us out. Leave us reviews. Ask us questions. Anything. Yep. We'll get back to you. But that's it. That was the Birds and the Berg football podcast trivia show. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next week.